Grilling safety. Grilling is one of the most popular ways to cook food, especially in the summertime. A grill placed too close to anything that can burn is a fire hazard. Grills can be very hot, causing burn injuries. Barbecue grills should only be used outdoors. Keep grills away from buildings, deck railings, and out from under eaves and overhanging branches. Keep children and pets at least 3 feet away from the grill area. Keep your grill clean by removing grease or fat buildup from the grills and in trays below the grill. Never leave the grill unattended. Always make sure your gas grill lid is open before lighting it. Charcoal grills. There are several ways to get the charcoal ready to use. Charcoal chimney starters allow you to start the charcoal using newspaper as fuel. If you use a starter fluid, use only charcoal starter fluid. Never add charcoal fluid or any other flammable liquids to the fire. Keep charcoal fluid out of the reach of children and away from heat sources. There are also electric charcoal starters, which do not use fire. Be sure to use an extension cord for outdoor use. When you are finished grilling, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. Propane grills. Check the gas tank hose for leaks before using it for the first time each year. Apply a light soap and water solution to the hose. A propane leak will release bubbles. If your grill has a gas leak by smell or the soapy bubble test and there is no flame, turn off both the gas tank and the grill. Get the grill serviced by a professional before using it again. If you smell gas while cooking, immediately get away from the grill and call the fire department. If the flame goes out, turn the grill and the gas off and wait at least 5 minutes before relighting it. We value the expertise of our partners in safety who have demonstrated their commitment to inclusive, healthy communities. Portions of this resource have been adapted from the U.S. Fire Administration, www.usfa.fema.gov. The information contained in Living Safely with Disabilities and Special Health Needs, Living Safely, is provided for educational and informational purposes only. The content contains general information and may not reflect a person's individual needs or current legal developments or information. Children's Specialized Hospital makes no guarantee, either communicated or implied, about the accuracy, application, appropriateness, or completeness of the information within Living Safely, or at any other website to which it is linked. Children's Specialized Hospital specifically relinquishes all liability with respect to any person's actions, taken or not taken, based upon any or all of the information or other contents from Living Safely. This initiative was funded in part by an Inclusive Healthy Communities grant from the Division of Disability Services, New Jersey Department of Human Services.